Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, empowering wellness and oneness. I'm your host, Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, a gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. And today on the Healing Soul Podcast, I'm going to be talking about mystical mistakes. And you might ask, what is a mystical mistake? Mystical mistakes are mistakes that you make that teach you the biggest lessons in your life. And some of the greatest lessons that you've ever learned have come from your mistakes, if you think about it. And I know everybody listening has made mistakes if you ever challenge yourself or try to do something new. And when I screw up, I sometimes think the world's going to end. And well, it didn't. So you just keep going, you shake it off, hit the pause button on your life, and then meditate on your mistake. And if you start looking at mistakes from a mystical standpoint of what soul lesson can this mistake teach me, and how can I grow in wisdom from it? And that's the mystical that happens out of a life lesson from life experiences. If you really stop, hit the pause button, and think about the wisdom that you can take from the mistake that you just made. And I know I've made so many mistakes in my life, and when I was younger, I used to beat myself up, and now I just look at it as another soul lesson learned. And hitting that pause button helps you reflect on what you're supposed to take from the mistake and how you can do things differently in the future so you don't make the same mistake again. And think about what's really right for your life and how you perceive yourself. And give yourself a break. Mistakes have led to inventions. And I can, you know, when looking up different scenarios for the podcast of mystical mistakes, those little sticky post-it notes, those were a mistake. The slinky toy, if you're old like me, you can remember this playing with the slinky and having it slink down the stairs and watching it keep going. Again, that was a mistake. He was trying to make a spring, working on a project, and then he saw it walk down a shelf by itself and developed the slinky toy. Total mistake. Penicillin. Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin when he was cleaning up a petri dish. He noticed that the mold had stopped the growth of the bacteria. And he thought about it and developed antibiotics. The microwave was a mistake. Think of how many times every day you use your microwave. That wouldn't have happened had Percy Spencer not made a mistake and realized the microwave. So all the mistakes, if you start to shift your perspective and think of them as lesson learned, and the bigger mistakes, of course, are soul lessons that can really, really change your life for the better if you step back from them, give yourself some compassion. And just like these inventions, they all came from mistakes where great breakthroughs came. And you can have great breakthroughs in your life from your mistakes. When you, like I said, you look at the whole picture of your existence. And when you make a mistake and you screw up and you think the world is ending, you get depressed and you might sink into a hole for a minute. But then realizing there's so much more of your life ahead of you and taking a deep breath and looking at how you can do things differently in the future. So I know everyone listening has made mistakes, and we've all comforted a friend when they're going through a tough time, when they made the wrong choice. But giving your friends a break and giving yourself a break and some compassion, and then moving forward and shifting your perspective to look at the big picture and what you can take from it. And really, sometimes you have to break down to break through. So cry if you have to. Let it go. Let it all go. Imagine it going into Mother Earth through the bottom of your feet and releasing it. Any anxiety, any stress, And then instead of beating yourself up next time, honestly reflect on what went wrong. Did you screw up in a relationship? What could you have done differently? How could you have reacted differently? These are some questions that you could ask yourself. Or did you really screw up a work project and it went sideways? How'd that happen? What can you do in the future? Plan B, move forward and quit beating yourself up about it. And in relationships, do you always pick the wrong person to be in a relationship? Ask yourself why you do that. It really comes back to you because it's your life. Or do you not communicate what your needs are in a relationship? Again, that you can change that. You can learn to express yourself. Ask yourself these serious questions and really look at your shortcomings and grow from them. Mystical mistakes are lessons that can change your life for the better by having made the mistake. I'm going to say that again. Mystical mistakes are lessons that change your life for the better by having made the mistake. So it really shifts how you look at mistakes from this point forward, because you can always learn a lesson. We grow spiritually, emotionally, and physically when we learn lessons. And that's a new way of looking at mistakes. And sometimes it is painful to go through the process of the aftermath of mistake, especially if it's a relationship. But allow yourself to grieve and to grow and to move out of your comfort zone and expand yourself emotionally, physically, and spiritually to grow from the mystical mistake that you've made. Your life here on earth is really a series of lessons, of learning, and you can learn through your mistakes to expand into your soul power. Every person listening can tap into their soul through their intuitive heart and their intuition. And really doing a self-evaluation, I've talked about this in the past, every month, looking at where you want your soul's goals to go, where you are, and what you can do to move towards your soul's goals. So embracing spiritual grace for yourself, and that spiritual grace resides in your heart. Every single person listening has divine grace in their heart that they can use for themselves, to forgive themselves, and to move on. So I'm asking you listening, think of something that you need to forgive yourself for, and take a quiet moment today and let it go and release it. You'll feel better, you'll feel lighter. And create a new way of being by doing things different. Take a communication class, go take a spiritual class, or look up retreats in your area and take a weekend retreat. Or if you can't afford that, go for a hike in nature, go for a walk. Heck, go in your backyard, take your shoes off, and ground to Mother Earth and feel the vibration and energy rejuvenate all your chakras and open your chakras and pamper yourself. So you can connect with your soul in so many vast different ways. You are your soul self, it's who you really are. So through meditation, through hikes, through praying, through humming, through breath work, just going for a simple walk with your dog and just being quiet. And healing your past wounds, those great big mistakes that you've made in your life, and everybody listening can think of a profound mistake that they've made. And when you sit in meditation, send those past wounds, those soul wounds, love and light. And instead of feeling the wound, visualize them filling with white, brilliant, loving light. And listen to meditation for answers from your spirit guides. Call your angels into the room right now. Angels and archangels, fill this room. Spread your wings, beam love and light to everyone listening and fill their whole auric field with unconditional love now. And just like a phoenix rising from the ashes, you can experience a rebirth every single day you wake up. So if today was a really shitty day, tomorrow could be wonderful. Just when you wake up, have an attitude of gratitude, be thankful that you're alive, that you're breathing, and say, today is going to be a good day. And have that mindset right when you wake up. And mystical mistakes can take you on a transformative journey of healing and self-reflection, of learning daily, of moving farther beyond what you thought was possible for you. You have infinite possibility in your soul power. Your future can be as bright as your choices that you make today and tomorrow. And embrace the chaos. And take a breath and step forward wiser and stronger in your soul's knowing, in your soul lessons. So going within to sit in silence, you hear your soul speaking to you. And vast wisdom already lies within you. You just need to quiet down and to tap into it. So slow down and learn to listen. And I know we're go, 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 go. Everybody listening is so busy and has a million things to do. But learn to slow down and to listen to that inner voice. Because it can change your life for the better. And I know I've made mystical mistakes. And one of my mystical mistakes was moving to Utah. Moving to the desert, not knowing anyone, not having a job lined up for myself. It was crazy scary. But I met like-minded friends. I connected to moon sisters. We get together every full moon and share different stories and meditate together. And also I have another circle of women friends who have different modalities or different, you know, psychic skills and Reiki skills and just like-minded people. And we all share with each other and give readings to each other. And the best mystical part of my mystical mistake was discovering Sedona, Arizona and hiking the magical vortexes. Had I not moved to the desert, I would have never discovered Sedona or gone. I really don't believe I would have. And I had a profound experience on Airport Vortex that left me blissfully buzzing for days. And if you've never been to Sedona, Arizona, you gotta go. You gotta put it on your bucket list. The energy, spiritual healing is off the charts there. And for me at Airport Vortex, I tapped into my masculine energy and it made my confidence in myself just beam from me. And my confidence level just rose. And like I said, my energy level was off the charts. And I felt buzzing for 3 days after I came home. And I also hiked Red Rock Cathedral. And I literally felt God within me as I was hiking in this area. And Red Rock Cathedral connects, that vortex connects you to your feminine side, to kindness, to compassion, to love. And also the mystical mistake allowed me to experience the desert energy, hiking the mountain summits. I had never hiked so much in the mountains as I have since this move. And I would never have experienced it if I didn't move. The mistake was a part of what I needed for my soul's growth and for my spiritual growth. Even though I desperately missed my family, and my friends in Michigan, and I need to be by the water. I grew up in Michigan, and I need to be by the beautiful lakes of Michigan. It really soothes my soul. But from every difficult situation or mystical mistake, you can take away positive experiences, develop positive friendships, and expand spiritually more than you could have ever imagined, and have new experiences. And really, you are here to grow spiritually. You listening, every single choice you make today has some kind of effect on your soul and your experience in this lifetime. So choose wisely. Start really evaluating your choices and your decisions. And like I said, if you make a mistake, reflect and move on and grow from it. You listening are here to awaken yourself and to awaken others if you're a spiritual teacher through your presence, through your curiosity, through your scars, and through the light that you give to yourself, through yourself and to others. Be real. Be your soul self. Be your true, authentic self, living your soul's perfect purpose. And that's not being perfect. We are all imperfect. When you are being authentic, you will make mistakes regularly, because you are expanding and growing your soul beyond this physical body and realizing your soul's path and creating magical moments and meaning from the chaos of your life for yourself and for others. And notice when your heart beats a little faster when you're doing something. Have that self-awareness. And when you feel passionate about something when you're doing it, take notice. This is really a clue that you're on your soul's path and soul's purpose. So take notice. Do self-evaluations monthly. And notice when synchronicity steps into your life, when doors magically open for you, when you feel healing in the presence of friends and you feel better. And when you feel like your whole self is awakening and almost blissful, you're lining up perfectly on walking your soul's path. And it happens for everyone at different times on their soul's journey. But know if you're going through a hard time, and I know some of you listening are, that every day you wake up can be better. Choose to be positive, and your life will shift toward positive experiences. And here's a great quote. Anyone who has ever made a mistake, let me try again. Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new, and that's Albert Einstein. See, I just made a mistake, and it's okay. I moved on. Mistakes are the portals of discovery. And that's James Joyce. Here's another one. Success does not consist in never making mistakes, but in never making the same one a second time. George Bernard Shaw. So that goes with reflecting on your mistakes and telling yourself, how could I have done that different? And not making that mistake the second time. Learning from it and moving forward. Here's another quote. Freedom is not worth having if it does not include the freedom to make mistakes. Mahatma Gandhi. And here's two more quotes and then we'll do our meditation. There are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error. Oprah Winfrey. And here's the last quote. The greatest mistake you can make in life is to be continually fearing you will make one. Albert Hubbard. We're all imperfect. We're all going to make mistakes. And the more you challenge your life and grow in your soul's purpose, the more mistakes you'll make. But it's okay. It shows that you are on your spiritual path. Have compassion. Send unconditional love to your soul wounds and heal yourself and move forward and reflect on how you can make better choices in your future. And if you're driving, of course, you can't do the meditation. But if you're at home and it's quiet, or if you want to go in the backyard, it's spring now, kick off your shoes, put your feet in Mother Earth. We're going to take 3 deep breaths and pause and breathe out loudly to let go of any stress. Here's our first breath. Now another. And our third breath. Close your eyes, feel relaxed. And I want you to think of some mystical words now. The words that come to me are magical, spiritual, transcendent, ethereal, enchanting, and sacred. Now continue with your eyes shut. See yourself standing on a path. It's lit by little fairy lights. They're twinkling. You see their little wings twinkling. Walking down the path, you see a portal of white light coming from heaven. You start walking toward it. You step into this brilliant, beautiful light. This light is of your soul. It's the connection to heaven and to your soul. Ah, sit in your soul's light. Now you look up and you see stars glistening in the sky. So bright, it's a clear spring night. The sky is beautiful with glistening stars. You feel such peace wash over you, knowing that the star stuff is in you and within you and around you. You have an ethereal energy just like the stars. You emit pure love and light. You notice dragonflies fluttering about, lighting up the night with magical gleaming lights. Now feel bathed in peace. Feel bathed in unconditional love. Forgiveness fills your heart. Realizing now that knowing lessons are learned from every mistake you have ever made. Every mistake has made your soul's growth expand in this lifetime. Ask for messages to come to you now from your soul. Ask yourself what mystical mistakes have occurred to expand your soul in this lifetime. Sit in silence and listen for the answer now. Moving forward without fear of mistakes. You know all things happen for a reason, and you can figure out the reasons in the quietude of meditation. You listening right now, your spiritual knowingness is expanding, expanding, expanding. Your heart chakra is clearing and opening, opening, opening now. It's wide open. It's beaming light out of your heart now. You're ready to receive messages daily. An etheric energy of white light and unconditional love fills your auric field now. The white light is expanding 5 feet, 10 feet from your body. You are beaming with sacred white light. A sacred meaning washes over you for your life. Infused knowledge comes to you now. This wisdom can now and always be tapped into by going within your heart, sitting in your heart, seeing your heart filled with a white light, coming out of your chest and expanding from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You feel at peace. You listening are unconditionally loved. You are whole at this very moment, exactly as you are. I want you to open your eyes, wiggle your toes, move your feet, and connect back with your body. And you can do that meditation or another meditation anytime to connect with yourself, with your soul, and to tap into that knowingness that every single person listening has an intuitive heart that makes you feel what is right for your life. You've got your third eye that you get infused knowledge and knowingness about situations. So taking those time to meditate and to open and clear yourself will really help guide your life. Ask your angels to come into the room. Ask your spirit guides to help guide you every day. And they will. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's card is listening for messages and meditation. After your daily meditation, journal what comes to you immediately. Write it down. What is plunked into your head, your knowingness, spontaneously? Ask, what is my message for today? Date your journal and then write it down, whatever message that just came to you in a spark. Profound messages come in meditation to guide your life. Listening for messages in meditation, it's worth the time to take 15 minutes a day to meditate. And I want each and every one of you listening to know that I do this podcast to give you hope and some inspiration, to have compassion for yourself and to forgive yourself. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a friend and a spiritual teacher trying to uplift people that are going through a hard time, or just talk about different modalities that are available for you to develop. And if you liked this podcast, please hit the follow button and give me a 5-star review or a kind word so I can reach more people, or share this podcast with a friend. And know that God loves you, and so do I, the healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.